This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. I have some tremendous news to report for Brother Michael Diamond, myself, and Most Holy Family Monastery. For over 4 years, we've been involved in a lawsuit with Eric Hoyle. He sued us for 10 different things, including racketeering, bank fraud, wire fraud, mail fraud, deceptive trade practices, false advertising, and other things. He was someone who donated a large amount of money to the monastery, and as part of the lawsuit, he was attempting to get it back. He also alleged that we had violated an agreement that would have guaranteed the return of a large portion of the money he transferred to us. His accusations have greatly tarnished our reputations all over the world. They've done irreparable damage, in fact. But on June 22, 2012, the judge in the case accepted our motion for summary judgment, dismissing Eric Hoyle's entire lawsuit against us. Each and every one of his claims was dismissed, based on a review of the evidence and the law. We won. In the description of this video, there is a link to the judge's official order of June 22, 2012, dismissing the entire lawsuit against us. Those who are interested can read it. This is a fantastic development, and one we expected because Eric Hoyle's claims were completely false and the truth was on our side. However, the damage has been done, and we've been laboring under this dark cloud of his false accusations for over 4 years. This is not only a victory over this individual who sued us, whose claims were dismissed, but it's actually a victory over a large portion of the false traditionalist movement. Because when this individual sued us, his false accusations were plastered all over the internet. They repeated his false allegations in order to dissuade people from looking at what we have to say. And what's interesting is they didn't even post our answer to his claims. They didn't post our counterclaims. No, it was a calculated attempt to make us look as bad as possible. Based on his false claims, they stated, so many of these people, that were thieves, criminals, that were being investigated by the authorities. They were apparently unable to distinguish between a civil lawsuit and a criminal investigation. Among the lies spread by these false traditionalist and Novus Ordo heretics included that racketeering charges were entered against Most Holy Family Monastery, implying that we were criminally charged. Another said that we were, quote, busted. Another portrayed us as diamond thieves. Another said we would have to go before the district attorney. And on and on and on. There's so many examples I could give. And in fact, there were so many examples of people accusing us of being criminals and thieves that we actually stopped keeping track. We have quite a bit of evidence documenting how many different websites and blogs and newspapers and articles portrayed us as either thieves, criminals, liars, etc. By the way, the Buffalo News, which is the largest newspaper in Western New York, ran a cover story on the lawsuit and Eric Hoyle's false accusations. But there were so many comments that we came across and that came to us that we stopped keeping track after a while. And I wanted to quote just one email, which is indicative of the kind of damage this whole affair has done to our reputations and our attempt to help people. Because when people see this, a lot of them won't even look further at what you have to say. Someone recently wrote to us, quote, "Anytime your name comes up in a conversation about this or that Catholic doctrine, oh, they were sued for fraud and RICO is brought up. So I can personally attest to the damage your organization has received because of his slander." Another thing I wanted to say is that in this case, thousands of documents were exchanged. It took a lot of time to defend ourselves against his false accusations. We put quite a bit of effort, both of us, into defending ourselves against his lies. And what Eric Hoyle did to us by his false accusations, his lawsuit, and his other actions is an example of how the devil works to attempt to destroy or diminish the effect of an outreach that is helping souls. And you read these stories in church history, for example, of how people were falsely accused of various things. But it's only when it happens to you that you see how real it is. And so as you're trying to help people and you're trying to build a large and successful outreach, The devil will make you fight for the very existence of your outreach at the same time. You have to fight as you build, so that not only does it take your time and energy away from doing things that can assist people, but it dissuades others from even looking into what you have to say. And the devil is really trying to destroy what we're doing and dissuade people from looking at it because, frankly, this is the only place in terms of religious communities where you're going to hear the full Catholic truth in our day. And what's interesting, for those who don't know the story with this individual, even though we've discussed it before, Eric Hoyle is someone who entered our monastery in 2005. He was in full agreement, enthusiastic supporter, stayed here for over 2 years. But in 2007, he suddenly changed his religious beliefs and became what we would characterize as a radical schismatic. He left without even telling us. He tried to have us arrested. He tried to steal the monastery's money. He actually admitted under oath trying to transfer the monastery's funds to himself. He then tried to have us arrested for theft. He then tried to have us arrested for reckless driving. And when those things didn't work, he went on a campaign of denunciation, calling MHFM supporters, contacting them, telling them that we were heretics and or thieves and or frauds. And then he sued us in federal court for 10 different things, including racketeering, wire fraud, bank fraud, mail fraud, and all these things. He was on a campaign to try to destroy our apostolate. And in fact, someone who spent days with him in the hotel immediately after he departed MHFM, his name was Joseph Myers, he testified under oath that Eric Hoyle said that he wanted to take down Brother Michael, myself, and Most Holy Family Monastery. That was what he wanted to do, and he attempted to do it. Here's actually what Joseph Myers testified to. Quote, "As soon as he, Hoyle, was convinced that these guys are heretics, when we got to the hotel, that's when he was like, listen, these guys are heretics, and I'm going to take these guys down. I'm taking them for all they're worth. I'm taking them down." End quote. And one of his main areas of attack was his claim that we owed him money, because he was someone who had inherited a lot of money. He willingly gave us a very large donation of that inheritance. But once he changed his religious views and wanted to attack us as fraudulent, he was attempting to recover that large amount of money he donated. He was trying to recover it based on his claim of fraud, which was dismissed. And he also alleged that there was this written agreement, this document, that he executed specifying that he would receive this very large amount of money back should he depart Most Holy Family Monastery. And this is very important because when these false traditionalists and these other dishonest and heretical forums and groups and individuals posted his claims and his lies about us, they reiterated and focused on his claim that he had executed a document guaranteeing him this very large amount of money. And so they said, well, there's a document that guarantees him this amount of money, and they didn't return it to him. Therefore, they're guilty of fraud, theft, etc., they concluded. Well, the fact of the matter is, as we said in an audio we did 3 years ago on this topic, there was no such document. It never existed. He donated the money. His claim that there was a document guaranteeing him this amount of money, which he specified, was completely false and untrue. And it was proven false in this case. In fact, when he was deposed, he was questioned specifically about this document that he said guaranteed him this large amount of money. He admitted under oath that he did not have the document, despite the fact that thousands of documents were exchanged in the case. He doesn't have it. He doesn't know what it said. He doesn't know if Brother Michael ever said anything about it. He doesn't know if he or Brother Michael ever signed it. So he doesn't have it, doesn't know what it says, he doesn't remember what it said, what Brother Michael said about it. That's because the document never existed, it was just a lie. And his admission that he did not know what this alleged document said, whether he signed it, whether Brother Michael signed it, that he didn't have a copy of it, flatly contradicted a central point he stated in his lawsuit. A point which was repeated by so many of these newspapers and websites to tarnish our reputations as if we had violated an agreement to return money to him, when in fact he donated the money. That lie damaged our reputation probably as much as any. In fact, certain of these heretical websites run by people who hate us in the traditionalist movement, Sedevacantists and non-Sedevacantists, featured his baseless lawsuit, which has been dismissed, as a permanent fixture on their website so that anyone could click and see the charges against Most Holy Family Monastery and Brothers Michael and Peter Diamond, click to see how they've been sued for fraud and RICO, which they use against mafia members. These people are so evil, and we're going to have some things to say about some of these individuals coming soon. And it's a shot right back in their heretical faces. Their heretical positions are based on lies, and their attacks against us were based on lies. That's because their father is the devil, the father of lies. And in the course of this lawsuit, one thing that became even more clear to us is that the false traditionalist and heretical individuals in the traditional movement are as dishonest as the pagans. They will spread lies and slander about you as quickly as people with no moral character. That's why they embrace heresies of various sorts. The deceptive thing is that while they're this dishonest and this internally corrupt and this lacking in honesty and charity and a desire to follow after truth, they give the appearance of devotion to the Catholic faith when their interior is rotten to the core. And these dishonest groups, there's one false traditionalist website in particular that really focused on this part of the claim, and it really served to tarnish our reputation. And so that was just demolished in court. It was completely untrue. And there was all kinds of documentation showing that he intended to give us the money he transferred, that he donated the money he transferred. And if you read the judge's order, you can see that he carefully weighed these facts. And we put a lot of effort and time into defending ourselves. Another thing that caused this case to go on so long is that he tried to really deceive the court with his contradictory answers and explanations of who he regards as legitimately Benedictine. At times, he would give the impression that he regards the Vatican II, quote, Benedictines as legitimate. At other times, he would say that he doesn't know of any Benedictines. And this forced us to frame questions in such a way that the true facts would come out despite his attempts at obfuscation. That's why when he was deposed and he was put on the spot, the facts were clear. And it was basically his own admissions that proved our case. And what's interesting is if you read the judge's order, you can see that all of these things came into focus, that these points were important. And so this individual, Eric Hoyle, really pulled out all the stops in an attempt to win this lawsuit. He even committed complete apostasy in order to try to win. He did so because he answered an interrogatory question in which he explicitly identified the members of the Vatican II, quote, Order of St. Benedict, as the true members of the Order of St. Benedict. Yet, at other times, he denied that there are any Benedictines that he knows of. And he also claims to hold the position that Benedict XVI is not the Pope, and that the structure under him is not the Catholic Church. So he denied his, quote, faith in an attempt to take us down, and he still lost, because the facts and the truth were on our side. There's a lot more we could say about this, and we plan on saying about this, hopefully soon, but that's what's going on right now. And as I was saying about the spiritual implications of this lawsuit and his lies about us, not only have they tarnished our reputations, but I believe it's something God has allowed in order to give people the test to see if they'll look more carefully into the truthful information we're providing, or if they will just dismiss it based on what other people say. Will they think for themselves? Will they make a fair and charitable assessment of the issues? Will they actually look into the evidence? In that way, God can actually weed out the people who don't really seek out and follow after that which is true and that which is right, but go by what other people say. So his entire lawsuit was dismissed on June 22, 2012. We also plan to move forward with our counterclaims against him, and we should have a lot more to say about this soon.